That's just incredible. But we're hearing more and more through the education, such as We the People organization, such as people trying to get this education out there, that more and more agents, when they find this out, they're doing what you did. They're trying to expose this and get people educated regarding the fraud.
You're right. So far that I know of, there's Joseph Bannister, who was an ex-criminal investigation agent, and John Turner was an ex-collections agent. So that's the three branches. We have one from each of the branches. I was in the examination division. Joe Bannister was in the criminal investigation division, and John Turner in the collections division. Now, hopefully, there are more of them out there. I am one that's out there trying to educate, and I know that there are many others. On another side, there are some researchers that have devised a letter, and it's called the Direct Challenge to Personal Authority. Now, this letter is being mailed to revenue agents, revenue officers, and other IRS employees that have written citizens' letters requesting information concerning audits and collection activity. This letter spells out information that I stated about the non-enforcement pocket commission, and it also spells out in IRS code and regulation and CAKES law that these IRS employees must have in the public records the employee's constitutional oath of office, their civil commission, and a personal bond and other affidavits. Now, I didn't have this information prepared. I'd never heard that this information was required, and I don't think that other IRS employees have this information on file. This letter actually goes on to say that without such information, the citizens, per this research, have the right to make IRS employees personally liable and that they may be personally sued and have their personal assets attached. Now, this is a very powerful letter that has just been developed, and I know that it is scaring the pants off of those IRS agents that are reading it. I've heard so far that two IRS agents have been reassigned because the letter says that you have 20 days to either get this information to me to show that you are a duly sworn in governmental official, or you can be personally liable for whatever happens. This letter, along with other information, is going to force the education of this issue on the Internal Revenue Service.
Well, thank you. That actually leads to another question that I have. Regarding the personal liability, isn't it true that each agent can be actually liable for up to $1 million per agent?
Yes, from what I understand, back in 98, I think, when they had the congressional hearings, there were some new procedures that were put in place by Congress that made Internal Revenue agents personally responsible. That's a good thing for us because they can no longer hide behind the shield of the IRS if they're doing something that's illegal. Now, they don't realize at this point that they all are doing something illegal, but slowly but surely they will be finding out.
That's exactly right. I know a lot of people will make the mistake and actually try to sue the IRS, but with this education getting out there, more and more agents are going to realize that they're personally liable if they don't have the authority to do what they're doing, just as you brought out.
Exactly. And as they receive this letter, which does contain all the codes and regulations and manuals, they will go and research as opposed to waiting around. Now, I know that some of them have been told that they're doing something illegal, but they're not ready to give up a $60,000 or $70,000 a year salary. But when they receive a letter stating unequivocally that you have 20 days to show that you have the authority to ask me for this information or you'll be sued and your personal assets attached, then they're going to stop, sit down, take their Saturday and turn off the television and put the golf clubs down, and they're going to go and research this because that is a direct challenge to their livelihood.
Well, you know, Sherry, a lot of times people start wondering when they hear this information. One question that goes through people's minds a lot is, if we don't pay the income tax, how would this country function?
A lot of people ask me that too, and what I tell them that this country's not run on income taxes. What happens is the income taxes are collected and we have a national debt. The Federal Reserve actually gets the money from the printing office and loans it back to our government with interest. And the research that I have says as of 2000, we were paying $40,000 of interest an hour to the Federal Reserve. So none of the services that American citizens think they're getting are being paid with the income tax. Even back during World War II, the then commissioner of the Federal Reserve Bank did a speech before the American Bar Association and stated that taxes for revenue are obsolete. Also, Beardsley Rummel was the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank, read this paper before the American Bar Association during the last year of World War II. The title of his paper was Taxes for Revenue Are Obsolete. And one of the statements made in the paper was, the purpose is to express public policy in the distribution of wealth and income, as in the case of the progressive income and estate taxes. So what that tells me is that the taxes are being collected for redistribution of wealth and not in the Robin Hood manner.
Okay, you know, another question that a lot of people get, I know you said you have a Christian background. So regarding that, a lot of people say, well, what about the Bible saying to pay Caesar things to Caesar? And there's a moral issue. For other people, it's an ethical issue. How do you respond to that?
I get that question too. And there are two issues concerning that. Number one, the scripture that says, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. If you read a little bit further, it says, therefore, if you owe taxes, pay taxes. If you owe tribute, pay tribute. Now, if is a very important word. If I owe taxes, I'm going to pay taxes. But do I owe taxes? From the research of lots of people and myself, American citizens don't owe taxes, and I'm not going to shell it over to Caesar if it doesn't belong to him. Number two, the scripture about obeying authority. Yes, we are supposed to obey authority, but we are supposed to obey authority that lines up with God's mandate. For instance, where did Paul write most of the epistles from? He wrote them from jail. All the way from Genesis, all the way through the New Testament, you have several instances of Christians that are named by name in the Bible that disobey the authority of their day because the authority of their day was not lining up with the mandate of God. So I tell the Christians, you have to look at it in this manner. If the authority tells you to kill your firstborn, are you going to do that? If the authorities say that you're supposed to go to a strip club every night and you have to do that, are you going to do that? Well, you need to sit down and think about the authorities and are they in line with the word of God? And if they're not, then you need to make some personal decisions.
And that brings up another issue, too. In this country, people think that they're liable for federal income tax, but there's countries across the world, obviously, where there is no federal income tax.
You're right. There are several countries around the world that don't have taxes. Taxes, in my view, and the view of a lot of the researchers, are just for redistribution of wealth. And that's what's been happening here. It's not going towards running the country. We have gas tax that takes care of the roads. We have ad valorem tax that takes care of the schools. We have several different other taxes. It's the income tax that's the slave tax that's the oppressive tax. My people came out of physical slavery already. I feel that people just should not sit down and go into economic slavery without looking closely at this research and looking closely at this issue. Forget about the fear. Take the time to research the information and you will see that this is a slave tax. It's not just for Black people. Everybody is enslaved here. And we need to get together as a group, research this issue, and put our collective foot down and do something about it. One of the problems here is our elected officials and the judges. We have not had much success getting this information out because it's being suppressed by the media. Let's talk about the media, and then we'll talk about our elected officials. A lot of people ask me, well, why don't we see this on television? I look at television all the time, Sherry. And I don't see any of this information. And my response is, it only requires 5-6% of ownership to significantly influence a large corporation. Now, CBS, ABC, and NBC are directly and or indirectly owned by some of the Federal Reserve Bank owners. Why would they want this information to get out to you? Another interesting thing that I found out that was in 1953, a man named Mr. John Swinton, the former chief of staff for the New York Times, was asked to give a toast to the independent press before the New York Press Club. Now, it was obvious that he believed that the concept of an independent press was a farce that he no longer wished to be party to. So I'm going to read you a quote from his monumentally revealing toast. There is no such thing at this date of the world's history in America as an independent press. You know it, and I know it. There's not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions out of the paper. And any of you who would be so foolish as to write honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. If I allow my honest opinions to appear in one issue of the paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of journalists is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell its country and its race for its daily bread. You know it, and I know it. What folly is this, toasting to an independent press. We are the tools and vassals of the rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes. Now, this was very powerful because he told me that I am not going to see these issues on CBS, ABC, or any of those other stations in a positive manner. Anything that's on the television about income taxes is somebody being vilified for it,